This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden will now sign that debt limit bill into law, meaning the nation will be able to continue paying its bills. The Senate approved the legislation last night. The AP's Ben Thomas.
While the final bill leaves neither Republicans nor Democrats fully pleased, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
"We knew we'd need to come together for a solution like the one that passed tonight. And so I'm happy to stand here passing this critical legislation to support our families, preserve vital programs, and most importantly, avoid catastrophic default."
In a statement, Biden calls the bipartisan agreement a big win for our economy and the American people. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Stop sending weapons to the battlefield. That's the request from China's Ukraine envoy, who says there should be peace talks in an effort to end the war in Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The envoy, Li Hui, gave no indication, however, that his trip to the region made any progress towards a settlement. His appeal came as Washington and its European allies are ramping up supplies of missiles, tanks, and other weapons to Ukrainian forces that are trying to take back Russian-occupied territory. In a briefing with reporters, Li also noted that challenges remained for peace talks to take hold. I'm Karen Chamas.
This morning, Ukraine says it shot down dozens of missiles and drones in Russia's latest attack on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. An internal investigation finds that Border Patrol medical staff in Texas declined to review the file of an 8-year-old girl with a chronic heart condition and rare blood disorder before she died in custody. The May jobs report comes out today. Experts think hiring slowed in May, but was still at a healthy level. Florida teenager Dev Shaw has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee. The winning word? Samophile, with a P. This is AP News. President Biden's joking that he was sandbagged after he tripped over a sandbag yesterday, says the White House, and fell down. The White House says he's fine now.
President Biden tripped and fell on stage during the Air Force Academy graduation in Colorado. The president was greeting the graduates with salutes and handshakes and turned to jog back toward his seat when he fell. The 80-year-old president was helped up and returned to his seat. The White House says he tripped over a sandbag and is fine. His message to Air Force Academy graduates.
The nation needs you.
He thanked them for choosing service over self.
Graduates, you've made a noble choice to lead a life of service. Now, you also shoulder a great privilege and a mighty responsibility.
He told graduates that great privilege is of leading in a world that will only get more confusing in the years to come. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.